And a welcome to another edition of the Valley Talk program, as we're going to talk with the Miss Crookston pageant contestants today, and we have them all in studios. And first, before we talk with the contestants, we want to remind everybody that the pageant is going to be coming up already on Monday. They've switched from Friday to Monday this year, so Monday at 7 o'clock at the Crookston High School auditorium. And tickets will be available at the door. So we're going to meet the Miss Crookston 2023 pageant contestants. And we'll just go in order here, and we'll start it off. And we'll just have you introduce yourself, first of all.
I'm Hallie Windrum.
And Hallie, your parents are?
Leah and Chris Windrum.
Okay, and how about siblings?
I got an older brother, Walker, Hayden's older sister, and then one younger brother, Reggie.
All right, and your talent is?
I will be singing and playing the ukulele.
Okay, and how about the platform?
My platform is encouraging others to achieve their goals.
Okay, and I guess we'll ask you too, what made you come out and try the Miss Crookston pageant?
I've always heard positive kind of reactions to being in the pageant, and it seemed like a fun thing to do, and I didn't want to miss out on it, and so I decided to stick with it, and I'm excited to see how the pageant goes.
All right.
I'd like to represent Crookston well.
Okay, and your sponsor is?
Bull Family Farms.
All right, and now we'll go on to, we'll have you slide the mic over a little bit there. Okay, and you are?
Amelia Cordova.
Okay, Amelia, and your parents are?
Don Page and Scott Cordova.
Okay, and your siblings?
I have two older brothers, Anthony and Scotty, and one older sister, Casely.
All right, and your platform is?
For mind, for body, animal companionship.
Okay, and talent?
I was going to be dancing, but now I'm playing it by ear.
I noticed you came in. We've have the first two have come in on crutches, and so that, I'm sure, has made things interesting, to say the least. So, and what made you come out for the Miss Crookston pageant?
I've wanted to participate in Miss Crookston ever since I was little, because I just love the idea of a crown and being with the girls my age and just competing for something that we can all remember in the future.
Sure. And your sponsor is?
Crookston Pet Clinic.
All right. And now we'll go on to, let's make sure I get the right microphone on here. Okay. And you are?
Emily Balboa.
And Emily, your parents are?
Jamie Phillips and Esteban Balboa.
Okay, and your siblings are?
I have 12 siblings, so I don't know if you want me to list all of them. I can only do like top five.
So. Yeah, that's we'll leave it at that.
Good.
So obviously a lot of siblings there with 12. And tell us about your platform. What is that?
My platform is body positivity.
Okay, and your talent is?
My talent is the impersonation of Bob Ross while speed painting.
Oh, okay, the famous Bob Ross.
Yes.
And then why did you come out for the Miss Crookston pageant?
I came out for the Miss Crookston pageant because it's something I've always wanted to do, but I've always had a fear of doing it. So this is me facing my fears and spreading a message that you can do whatever you want through hard work and dedication. Fear is just an obstacle to overcome.
Okay, and your sponsor is?
Absolute Refrigeration.
All right, thank you very much. And now on to the next one. And you are?
I'm Emily Boucher.
Okay, and Emily, your parents are?
John and Stephanie Boucher.
Okay, and siblings?
I have an older sister, Ainsley, and a younger brother, Evan.
Okay, and your talent is?
My talent is rollerblading.
Okay, and your platform?
My platform is food allergy awareness.
Okay. And why did you come out for Miss Crookston?
I wanted to do Miss Crookston because I've always wanted to do it, and I wanted to challenge myself.
Sure. And your sponsor is?
Crookston Valley Cooperative.
All right. Thank you very much. And now we move on to our fourth microphone here. And you are?
I'm Jaden Newquist.
Okay. And your parents are?
Tessa Browse and Dalton Newquist.
Okay. And siblings?
I have two younger sisters, Cecilia and Emma.
Okay. And your platform is?
My platform is music therapy.
Okay. And the reason why you came out for Miss Crookston?
I came out for Miss Crookston because as of lately, I've been interested in facing my fears and going up against something that would be good for me. So I thought bettering my social skills and kind of facing my fears would be a good thing to work on.
Okay, and talent is?
I'm going to be singing.
Okay, and your sponsor?
My sponsor is Tessa at Rejuve.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And now on to the sixth and final contestant, and you are?
Callie Fanfulick.
Okay, and your parents are?
Chad and Mindy Fanfulick.
And your siblings?
I have one younger sister, Tegan.
Okay, and the talent, what are you going to be doing?
I will be dancing.
Okay, and why did you decide to come out for Miss Crookston?
I decided to do Miss Crookston this year because I always did Little Miss Crookston and Junior Miss Crookston when I was younger, and I just had so much fun with that, so I'm having just as much fun now.
Okay, and your sponsor is?
Benedictine Living Community of Crookston.
Okay, and platform?
Heroes for Kids, Becoming a Mentor for Youth.
All right. So those are the six contestants, and maybe I'll ask each one of you quickly here. What has been your favorite part of the practices and the rehearsals so far? Hallie?
It's been really fun seeing how Deb, our dance coordinator, can turn us all into dancers somehow. I mean, we got a few experienced ones here, but I've been learning lots with my upper body, and these girls have just impressed me with their dancing skills.
And you're one with the crutches, and has that been maybe a little more difficult?
Or? Yeah, it changes a bit. I just want everyone to know that when I come out on stage in my evening gown, it's okay to laugh. It's going to be awkward and a bit embarrassing for me, but please giggle. I think that'll make
that'll
it
help. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you'll have the walk like Barbie down, right?
Yeah, I got it pretty good. So.
Okay. And how about you? What has been your favorite part so far?
Probably being able to bond with people in my grade that I may not talk to every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good to hear other people's experiences and be able to bond over this whole pageant.
All right. And I notice you're all wearing the same shirts. And I guess we'll ask maybe as a group before we move on, the Barbie theme, is that something that you've all really enjoy? Has that been fun, just having fun with it? Or obviously,
yes.
You're not going to say no. But just made it a little more fun to have that, especially with the movie out?
We've even all, well, a lot of us got pink dresses too. So okay. We're really fitting the Barbie.
All right, and on to the next one. And your favorite, what's been your favorite part of the practice and getting just this whole process so far?
Firstly, my favorite part was the interview process. Being able to see my answers kind of grow and think more about myself makes me kind of excited to grow.
All right, and you?
My favorite part so far would probably be the fun shoot and the evening gown and the production part. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next.
I think my favorite part, I mean, I've enjoyed all of it. I mean, the dancing is really fun. I mean, I'm not very coordinated, but we make it work. And then I've also really enjoyed being able to find like a really like pretty evening gown and also getting to know all the people that I've been in school with for years and haven't gotten the chance to like sit down and get to know them.
Sure. And Callie?
My favorite part was the fun shoot we had the other day because all of our personalities just came out and we had so much fun together.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank all of you for coming in today. We'll let you sneak out here and we'll talk to Macy and see what she'll scoop all the dirt on all six of you. And thanks for coming in, and best of luck in the pageant again Monday at 7 o'clock. And now we're going to talk with Miss Crookston 2022, Macy Fee. And you know how these girls are feeling right now. How does that, do you remember that feeling?
Yes, I remember coming to this, like, obviously you interviewed me last year, but I was still so nervous just because I knew the pageant was just around the corner.
And how has the rehearsal gone, just watching over these girls?
It's gone great. I mean, they're definitely more mature about this pageant than our group was. I feel like they were always yelling at us to get on topic. But they also know how to have fun. So I think it's going great.
Okay. And the year that has, we sort of talked to you earlier, so we won't talk too much. But how has the year gone? Has it flown by? What?
Like my, it's gone great. Yeah.
No, the other Miss Crookston in here.
Yeah, it's been a blast. It's crazy to think that I only have the crown for 10 more days.
Well, you get to keep the crown, don't you?
Well, yeah, but like, you know what I mean.
I know. And your talent, what are you going to be doing here in the same talent as you did last year?
I will, but I will not be playing the ukulele.
Okay.
Adrian and I came up with an amazing thing for my talent that you better all cry. Because it's amazing.
You're all going to cry.
It's okay. So good.
All right. And speaking of Adrian Winger, one of the chairs or board members.
Right. I'm a committee member.
Committee member. Okay.
Yeah, I've been on it for a long time, ever since Ann Graham and all of them were the committee.
You participated in it as well,
didn't
you? I
did participate in 1996, I think.
Okay.
It's a long time ago. It was after my first year of college, and I had an amazing time. I think we had 11 girls that competed that year, which we have 6. Fills up nicely.
Yep.
It would always be great to have more, but it does make for a shorter pageant. Yeah, every year is great. Every year is fabulous. Every year is different girls. And the greatest thing is seeing them day one, nervous, not sure if they should be doing this. Not sure. Oh, I can't do that. Nope. You know, lots of I'm not sures. Yeah, hesitation very much. And then as it's going through, you can just see them blossom and you can see them just gaining so much more self-confidence. So that opening night or that night that we have the pageant, they're still nervous. But when it's done, it's like weight is just lifted off of them and they can overcome anything. Mm-hmm. And you've probably seen this in your own daughter just in the past year. It's such a great experience for all women, for all girls to go through.
And we heard from several of the contestants just a little bit ago, they used the word get over fears or the phrase. And being up on a stage for all of these girls, even if you're comfortable in your talent, this is something that they're not comfortable with. They're out of their comfort zone, and maybe there has been a few in the past that are seasoned veterans of pageants. I doubt it, but this is usually the first pageant they've had besides Junior Miss, which is a good, but it's a little different because you're older and you're out there by yourself.
Right, and our judges that we get are not from the community.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we have had a community member in the past when something happened and we were short a judge, but our judges are trained judges for pageants and they judge all around the state. And so for the girls to interview in front of these women who are successful and who themselves were in pageants, and it's a little nerve-wracking, but at the same time it's such a good skill because these girls are going to grow up and they're going to go out into the workforce and they're going to interview and they're going to be like, this is a piece of cake.
Yep.
This is a total piece of cake. So.
And after you do the talent, I'm sure what's for the girls, what do you see? What is the most nervous part or the nerve wracking part for them? Is it, I suppose it varies.
It varies, but I am on that stage and I have Emily Tate that's my little assistant. She's been my assistant for a couple of years. And like, you got this, girl, you got this. I mean, I meet with these girls whenever they want to meet, for however long they want to meet. And, a lot of I'm a singer, I'm a vocalist, I'm a performer, and I'll sing and I'm like, oh, that was awful. But people around me say, no, that was great. They don't know the little mistakes that you make. And in 90 seconds, you're just going out there doing your all.
Mm-hmm.
And they get done with the talent. There may be tears because of relief. There may be tears because they felt that they didn't do as well as they wanted to. But in the end, as soon as it's over, it's like on to the evening gown and then breathe.
Yeah.
After talent, I feel.
Yeah. So after the talent, it's a lot more fun. And then on Sunday, we have our dress rehearsal with Steve Kruger. We love you. We're so excited. And on that night, the girls will get to learn One in a Million. And One in a Million is just go out there, have fun.
Yeah.
And at that moment, it's like all your cares are, it doesn't matter. You could mess up at this point.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. You're having fun. You finished this.
Mm-hmm. And then the whole judging part, too, I'm sure that makes it even more nerve-wracking. So when they get to the one in the million where they're not being judged on their performance or what they're doing, now it's just like, okay, have fun. But then it gets nervous again because they announce who the winner's going to be. And I'm no matter if any competitor is nervous, because obviously they're there, you would like to win, and everybody would. Yeah.
You know, I do think that you would like to win, but the girls create such a unique relationship that when they are up on that stage, they're going to be like, oh, you know, if like last year, you know, Macy went out there on talent and she just knocked it out of the park. You know, she won. She won the World Series right then and there. And everyone, I mean, everyone did so amazing with all their talents last year. But I think all the girls, I mean, they're always supporting each other. Yeah. And so when Macy got it, you have that little like, aw, I didn't win. But you are so excited for the person that did win.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, if you don't win, it's like, woo, I don't have to do all that stuff. Like, and I did not win when I was in Miss Crookston. I didn't get anything except for a great time.
And you still remember
everything. And I still remember everything. And it was a great experience. Yep. And so, you know, even that moment that you are being judged and that you are on that stage and you may not come home with that crown, you are so happy for that person that's getting that crown. You are so happy for the person that you voted Miss Congeniality. You are so excited for everything there. And then you're just happy that you got to be part of this experience. So,
and that's the one thing we hear from all the Miss Crookston pageant contestants is that they just love the experience. Mm-hmm. Even though it was out of their comfort zone, they were uncomfortable at times. They were nervous. They were scared. But at the end, they're all glad they did it.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
If it's too easy.
Yeah.
If things are too easy in life, you are looking for some form of adventure. And so, I mean, you know, hey, I teach music. And if, you know, you have to challenge people.
Yep.
And if you don't have that challenge, there's no goal to reach. So.
And it's neat to see the six brave young women that were in here. And the word brave is not thrown around loosely because these girls are extremely brave to go out there and in front of a lot of people.
Yes.
And do stuff maybe they're never done in front of a crowd before.
Right.
So that's
And these
cool.
girls will all be role models to any little girl that is in that audience.
Yep.
And it'll be a memory like Macy remembers every Miss Crookston she went to. And she remembers those girls.
Well, especially the ones in the last handful of years, for sure. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So, and I think one of your role models is previous Hayden.
Yep.
And so that's, and they're always, and the girls that win are always good role models as well, as, along with all the other girls that are competing. So it's pretty neat. And Monday is the pageant, and that is, so we like to remind everybody that it's not the normal day, it's Monday.
This year it's on Monday, and it's at 6 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. Sorry, Macy. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. Okay. However, if you do want to get a ticket, find one of us community part of the committee pageant. Yep. And we can all hook you up with tickets. They're $10 a piece.
Okay.
You can Facebook message us. And we do have a Facebook Miss Crookston page.
Yep.
So message that page and we can get a hold of you. We'll get you your ticket. So,
or even just have it ready for you at the door. Is that
we can have it ready for? Yes, exactly. Yep.
And the $10, the proceeds all go back to the pageant and the prizes and the scholarship. It is a scholarship pageant, we should mention.
Correct.
Yep.
We do not have a swimsuit competition. We are not a beauty pageant. We are a scholarship pageant. Yep. This is all about growing these girls' education. So we have. Like UMC does have some money that they donate, and all of our area businesses that have donated money and given us funds to put into here. This all goes to Miss Crookston for her education
in the
future. So.
And you give out I can't remember. Is it? I have the total. Can't remember, but we'll have it in the story.
We'll have it in the story.
We'll have it in the story, but it's a significant amount of scholarship money.
It is.
Yep.
And you only get it if you go to college. I mean, you have to go on to education. So if you win and you're not planning on going anywhere, it just kind of sits there and builds until you do decide to go, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Anything else that you want Macy or Adrian that you want people to know?
Our theme is Get Your Sparkle On. So I'm just saying this, and I know none of the committee members know this, but when you come to the pageant, come wearing pink or sparkles or, you know, and just make sure you have your smile on if you want to.
What are you laughing at? I saw you get ready for Taylor Swift.
Go ahead. If you have a crown at home, little girls, wear it.
Have fun.
Yeah, we are all Barbies. So just come on in, be Barbie. You know, coming to the pageant, if you are wearing sparkles, the light might pick you up so we can see you, because normally we don't see anyone in the audience. But you can just get your sparkle on, girls and guys. You can wear sparkle too, which Chris, we'll find you a pink sparkly shirt.
I'll wear my Ken outfit.
Yes.
Boys, speaking of that, like you Ken. Will have a Ken.
We will. Go Macy.
Our Ken this year is Carter Collette. He is in the opening number, and the opening number is going to be great again.
And his suit is something that you'll want to come and just see that.
If he wears it, yes.
Okay.
It'll be an amazing suit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, again, Monday, 7 p.m. at the Crookston High School Auditorium, Miss Crookston 2023. The six contestants will be bravely on the stage, and doors open at?
6 p.m.
All right.
Doors open.
Tickets available at the door for $10.
Correct.
And if they want to make sure they get tickets ahead of time, they can go to Facebook, message the Miss Crookston Facebook page.
Correct. Or you can just contact one of us.
And who's on the committee? We should also mention who's on the committee, because you put a lot of time in.
Yeah.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
I'm putting you on the spot. I am so bad with pronouncing last names all the time. But, Macy's got it.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh.
Jean Ann Bennick, Judy Meyer, Renee Tate, Lindsay Erdman, and
Renee.
Adrian Winger.
Renee's so good. You mentioned her twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a great group of young ladies that are competing, and a great group on the committee as well that put this on to give these girls the opportunity to get out of their comfort zone and compete in the pageant. So again, Monday night, 7 p.m. at the Crookston High School Auditorium, Miss Crookston 2023 pageant will be held. That is our Valley Talk program. Went a little late there, but we'll join up we passed the world of national news. So we will have the weather and sports. That is going to be coming up in just a moment. Coming up on Monday, we're going to have Kurt Ellison from Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs. And then on Tuesday, we'll have Miss Crookston 2023. That will be on Tuesday. And Wednesday, Steve Krueger talking about Oxcart Days, the Rib Fest, and the Torchlight Parade. And then on Wednesday, we'll have it'll be a combo of Bo Broerby along with Steve Krueger. He'll be talking about the Grand Theater Oxcart Days events and the teen dance as well. And then Thursday, we'll have Back to School Registration Day interviews. That's what's coming up next week here on Valley Talk. So again, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the weather and sports with Cameron. That's coming up right after this.